One more attempt at doing something meaningful, something not quite so introverted. One more attempt, and then I really have to go back to work, because it is, like, 1:30. So, this song is entitled, Me, 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 Me! Me, Me, Me! Something keeps buzzing, I don't know what it is. I just hope it's not a good, expensive piece of equipment. You know, I really don't know any more chords. Playing is equally inept, as is my sense of timing. Why do you keep playing Javis? Why do you keep recording? Why do you keep persisting Javis? What do you find so rewarding? Resist the urge to edit this, Trav. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I'm clearly addressing myself at this point. Because no other person would bother listening to this. This is probably going to be on an MP3 somewhere. I have no idea what I'm going to call this song. Idea. Should I make up a name now? How about Epic Poo-Poo? No. Probably just Introverted Introversion. No, that's dumb. something choppy. Poop poo chop, poop chop. Poop poo poo poo, poop poo poo, poop poo poo poo, poop poo poo poo, poop poo poo, poop poo 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 poo poo. Turn this into like a 10-minute MP3, because it ain't worth that much space. It's not worth the 10 megabytes it takes to hold it. 10 minutes of worth of this junk. It's just not worth the time. What's the whole point of tracks? It's just a god. It's like the worst bootlegs in the world. I mean, I'm sure some people are even worse than this, but. Not many. I honestly don't know the point of tracks. I don't know the point of Tripitaka. I don't know the point of tracks. I think tracks is worn out. It's welcome. As for Tripitaka, I just don't know. It needs some rules. It needs some direction. Here I go, talking about myself again. On the day of... Giovanna finding out that she got her fourth CPA done. Here I go talking about myself again all the time. I guess it's natural for people to think about themselves at a time and of other people's success. I guess. maybe it's just natural for introverts to think about themselves at a time of other people's success. If someone else has a failure, does the introvert think about himself at that point too? Does the introvert think of his own successes at a time of other people's failure? Purpose. What's a purpose? So you put on your purpose and you call it, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now seriously, I just do not know why I bother recording this stuff. Am I waiting for some hidden moments of brilliance? I would think that brilliance would come as a weird, unique combination of notes, a melody that emerges from chaos. So what's the value of repeating something over and over again? I mean, I'm playing it safe right now. What are the chances that I am actually going to stumble upon something interesting? By playing it safe, you eliminate the opportunity to succeed. Unless you are smart, in which case safety is of course a success. But when it comes to music, I'm not very smart. It's all about luck for me. It's all about luck for me, you know? So I'm so dependent upon improvisation. As you can tell, I'm not very good at it. I can't even talk correctly. I bet if you count the measures, I am just completely lost. And if you attempt to put the song to a metronome, it's not gonna work. Because I'm just wailing. But in a very safe way, which eliminates the chance of success. So what's the point of tracks? If I repeat myself too much, I think the key to tracks is to keep the song short. Don't do these epic things, they just don't work. It's just a waste of MP3. A waste of time, especially, oh my god, if I have to transcribe all this stuff. I don't want to transcribe all this stuff. I mean, that would be horrid. I should just zip it and play the music and not do the lyrics. Oh, this song is going to be such a nightmare to transcribe. A horrible nightmare to transcribe. Attempted not to do it. Attempted not to do it. Yeah, when I do these long things with lots of vocals, it's just one song, one idea, and a lot of babbling. It wastes tape, it wastes disk space, it wastes time. So why do it? That's the whole question. Well, sometimes tracks isn't quite so hard. Sometimes I keep things short. I just don't remember the last time that was. I guess on the positive side, this is a form of practice. Every time I repeat this, I am strengthening my fingers. And I am strengthening my sense of rhythm. Not that I'm the Incredible Hulk of rhythm or anything. Or even the Boromir of rhythm. Or even the Frodo of rhythm. I'm more like a sick Bilbo of rhythm. I'm the Bilbo of rhythm. When I hear my tune, Bilbo the ants coming to turn the amplifier on. I have no idea if I'm going to transcribe that. That was horrible.